Affley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I want to mention the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo going on right now. For a $100 donation, tax deductible to the Brian Terry Foundation, if you own an AR, an AK, or one of these 30 caliber AR-10s, you know, 300 blackout rifles such as that, and you want a Battle Comp, that $100 tax deductible donation secures you one if you email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com a copy of the receipt you'll get from them for making that donation, your address, and the kind of Battle Comp you want. Then I forward that to John at Battle Comp. He sends out Battle Comps. We're down to 15. There's 15 left. This does not go on forever. When those 15 go, they are gone. And it'll have the Lock and Load logo on it, which will be somewhat unique. It won't make it worth another dime, though, trust me. But you'll also, the most important thing you'll get out of that is something free that's going to change the characteristic of the way your gun handles. In a good way. In a very good way. Talking about what to do in active shooter scenarios. Now, first of all, and we're also going to talk about what happens when the police get there. Now, who is not an active shooter? An active shooter is not present at a drug deal gone bad, a robbery going bad, a snatch and grab gone bad, a family dispute. Those are not active shooters. Active shooters are looking for easy, soft targets, and they're looking to cause as much damage as they can before the police arrive so they can go out with a big splash. If you find yourself in one of these situations, you got to remember one of two things. Well, you got to remember a bunch of things. First, you should be carrying a gun. You should be carrying a gun. And then, next, remember this. Active shooters are cowards. If they come up against something that they can't get to, they're going to move on because they got to cause a lot of damage because their time is not infinite. When you're out anywhere, if you're in a shoe store in the mall, the shoe store has a back room that has an access hallway door that you probably didn't know was there, or maybe you did, I don't know. That's a way out to where you don't have to go out into the mall and confront the shooter. So first thing you want is you want a way out. You got to have a way out. Now, what if you get somewhere and you don't have a way out? Then you have to worry about securing the position you're in. If you are not armed, you are now simply waiting and hoping it doesn't find where you are. If there's a way to lock access to where you are, you should do that, because most likely he will come to that, and because his time is not infinite, he will move on. If you cannot lock where you are, and you are not armed, maybe luck will help you out, but not much else is going to. If you're with your family, the first thing you need to do is secure your family and get them out of the area to a safe location. that is the most important and is the ultimate reason for us to get home. If you are armed, your choices go up by 1,000%. It's hard to quantify what happens if you're armed. If you're armed with a standard type pistol, not a mouse gun, maybe even a mouse gun, I don't know. If you're involved in that and you feel yourself, you feel that at this point you have no choice but to engage, you need to understand that the shooter is suicidal, which also means that he is homicidal. So don't waste any time trying to talk to him. Don't try to talk him down. Don't try to negotiate with him. Don't try to engage him except with your gun. You're only engaging to defend yourself and your family and the innocent third-party victims. If the shooting stops because you were the hero, remember that cops are coming, so your hands should be up. Drop or holster your weapon and make sure when they're coming around the corner, they know you're not the bad guy. Now, in most of these, I have never heard of a good guy being mistaken for a bad guy in one of these instances. I haven't heard them all, I'm sure. Now, when this happens, if this happens, if you find yourself in this position where this happens, because you're a law-abiding good guy, the first thing you want to do is make sure the cops know you're a law-abiding good guy. And you probably are going to want to explain in great detail what happened. But what you should only say at that point, if you're not a member of Texas Law Shield, is, I want a lawyer. That's it. Those four words. The biggest oxymoron in today's real world is gun-free zone. There's a lot of people that think that, you know, even cops in schools is too much. Children should not see guns. They shouldn't here's what children should realize. And believe me, folks, they can probably handle it. But what children should realize in school is their targets. And the sooner they know that, the sooner their survival begins to increase. Now, for those that will put cops in schools, but the school administrators think that's over the top, cops are the good guys, 99.9% of the time. Teachers with guns are the good guys. Parents armed are the good guys. Gun-free zones create targets. The people that go to set them up are either completely uneducated and think a sign is going to stop somebody, or they've been living under a rock when it comes to history or active shooter incidents. Talking about what's, where was this at? Was this in, was it in Buffalo? I think it was in Buffalo. Right now, in New York State, a lot of gun owners are burning registration cards or registration forms in an act of civil disobedience. And like in Connecticut, where they are trying to rally the government to go do their bidding, the SAFE Act proponents describe these rallies and other things that come up across the state in recent months as an overreaction from a vocal small minority of gun owners who do not represent the majority of state residents who favor the law on gun safety, which is, at best, a mischaracterization of what's actually happening there. There's supposed to be about 1 million AR-15s in New York State. A million of those. This is not an overreaction from a small vocal minority. This is a big group of people This is a big group of good people who all they have wanted up to this point is to not be characterized as anything other than what they are, which is hardworking, pay their taxes, just want to be left alone people. Small government types, you know. That's what that boils down to, small government. Get out of my life. And this has come down on the wrong side of them. And law enforcement's not behind it, state and local. People are not behind it. This is, you know, the defiance is huge. We're going to talk about what the proponents have to say about it, though, besides small, vocal minority. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about some of these gun grabbers in New York as I have yard work all over the place in the background. coming from, her name is Lee Gunn Barrett. She's executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. She says there's a lot of hyperbole and misinformation floating around. People who own these weapons before January 15th, 2013 can keep them. All they need to do is register them. It's painless, easy, and costs nothing. You are so kind, Lee Gunn. No guns are being taken away unless you fail to register your military-style assault weapon. If you happen to own one, if you register it, you can keep it. How big of you? New York resists this female at all costs. She's saying we're going to allow you to keep this. But you know what? She's not done talking. She says these are weapons of war and they have no place in our communities. But if you register them, you can keep them. The purpose of registration, she explains, helpfully, is to assist police by providing them with a record of the weapon. Gun owners are required to report the theft of guns to the police. If an assault weapon has been registered ends up in the wrong hands and is used in a crime, the police will know who is legally responsible. The gun owner. See, this woman is somebody I would, you know, I've never fought in MMA, but I would invite her into the ring. Because you know what? An enemy of liberty, gender stereotypes go out the window on that one for me. For owners of so-called assault weapons in New York, the issue is not that simple. Lisa Donovan, a spokeswoman for New York's Second Amendment, points out what is actually happening. We believe the law is not just. It is not the government's business. Registration is confiscation. Once you register your gun, it is not really yours anymore. We don't trust the state Senate and the state assembly that they are done with the SAFE Act. We feel there will be a SAFE Act too. That's why we are fighting so hard now. Well done, New York. Zero tolerance in schools. Now, zero tolerance is such a convenient thing to have in place, isn't it? Because you can really... That's a lawnmower. How long now? It's not an airplane. Not an airplane. If it was, the hammer has a couple of jackhammers over here in the corner. School-affiliated zero-tolerance policies are exercises in stupidity and laziness. And they usually revolve around an administration's inability to marry common sense with their reactions to what is essentially a non-issue. And this can produce some very varied results, if that's actually a correct sentence grammatically. From really dumb stories about children being children and ending up in serious trouble, to the far more angering practice of victim blaming. But what it all boils down to is an overreaction to certain tragic situations that results in bureaucratic lunacy on a level never seen and never thought possible. Now, in this case, since 911, it's been school shootings and violence. But, you know, and it just expands upon itself. It's a beast that feeds itself. Now, there's a college professor named Francis Schmidt who teaches art and animation at Bergen Community College in New Jersey. And he shared a photo on Google+ of his daughter, I think it is, doing a handstand in a t-shirt that has a Game of Thrones quote in it. I will take what is mine with fire and blood. Now, one of his colleagues that saw this shirt on his daughter, who does not attend the school because she's not old enough to go, decided that the shirt was a veiled threat of some kind. The shirt has the Game of Thrones tagline, "I will take what is mine with fire and blood." Now, first of all, if you actually believe that somebody, a little girl doing a handstand wearing a shirt that's big enough to be a nightgown, if you think that this phrase can be interpreted as a threat, then you need to stop thinking that, because it's a completely stupid thought. And it's probable that Professor Schmidt explained that when he was called in to meet with the administration to explain why he'd sent a threatening email, despite the fact that no email had been sent. It was a picture posted on Google Plus. Now, Miller's shirt picture sort of went, had 4 million, I guess, shares or pluses on Google Plus. The professor asked why this photo had caused such a reaction and was told that fire, the word fire, F-I-R-E, could be a metaphor for AK-47s. Which obviously the professor did not see that episode of the Game of Thrones where the little midget dude comes out there with an AK-47, taking what is his. Wait a minute, that's not set in the right time period, is it? So it never happened. Okay. Schmidt has been placed on administrative leave without pay and told he would have to pass a psychiatric evaluation before he could return. Now, I'm a little bit confused. When I interpret the word fire, it has many different, you know, there's two or three ways you can look at that. But none of them mean literally AK-47 any more than you could interpret fire to mean Easter ham. They're not related. If you're thinking there's so little sense to be made here that there must be something more to the story, well, there is. The head of the school's administration had just been delivered a vote of no confidence by the staff, including Schmidt, who'd also filed a grievance recently for being denied a request for a sabbatical. Now, you can probably think, read between the lines. But this would not have happened if there had been no zero tolerance policy in place in the first place, which is open to interpretation. This is why pencils become dangerous objects, and Pop-Tarts, and fingers, and T-shirts, and, you know, words. Those guys wouldn't, first of all, if they were actually faced with a real threat, it would be like the Keystone Cops. They'd be bumping into each other. They're so filled with their self-importance. We have slipped, but we can get back. When we get back, I'm going to ask you a question, which is going to be Quo Vadis. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. From out of bound, I try to relax. When my church runs me out of town.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
shoving from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There was a 1951 film covering the ending of Nero's emperorship of Rome. And if you watch it, you would probably see a lot of parallels of first century Rome and modern America, mainly in the leadership. A lot of you out there, you're trying to put a label to President Barack Obama, unless you're a supporter, of course. At the very least, you're looking at him as a socialist tyrant. But take a look at his presidency through a Roman lens. And consider, if you will, if he is not rather a raving lunatic who plays a metaphorical fiddle while America burns. Now, in Quo Vadis, Nero doesn't think of himself as a lunatic. Quite the contrary, he views himself as an artist, and his vision of being hampered by the ignorant masses who do not appreciate his gifts. He is falsely bolstered by the sycophants around him, and no one dares utter words against him because they could be banished or killed. His arrogance towards his people has him viewing them as a hindrance to his grand design. So much so that in order to recreate Rome in his own image, going so far as to rename it Neropolis, he decides to burn it to the ground with the masses that don't get him to be burned to death with it. Now, at this point, the citizens of Rome really, finally have had enough of him, and they begin to demand his head. Now, Nero's not going to take any blame for his actions, so he gets a scapegoat and pumps it through the media of the day, which was the Street Corner Herald, and blames his actions on Christians. Now, why the Christians? Because they wouldn't kowtow to Nero, and he viewed them as a threat. Your basic kill two birds with one stone move. The masses begin to accept this and turn on the innocent Christians. Yet, even that distractive reprieve for Nero is short-lived. The Christians are martyred, and then the Romans take a look at themselves and realize that what just happened wasn't right. So once again, he's under siege in his palace, and the movie ends with him with a knife to his chest. Now, if you get rid of that last bit, that last sentence that I just uttered to you, you can change the names, and you can be writing about the Barack Obama administration. Benghazi. The embassy burned and Americans died, yet Obama tried to pass the blame off on as a YouTube video. Obamacare, which passed, rammed through when the Democrats held everything, is a complete and utter failure as they try to implement it, and Obama blames the Tea Party for that. A shooting happens in a gun-free zone in a state with strict gun control. It's not gun control's fault, though. Obama blames the NRA and gun owners. Cattle rancher dares to stand up against the government stealing his land and cattle, and Obama sends his lackey Reed in to call the man a terrorist. As a result, the YouTube guy gets arrested. The Tea Party and conservative groups are targeted by the IRS. Gun groups and owners are vilified as he attempts to turn the mob on them. The cattle rancher no doubt has years of litigation in front of him as the government tries to bleed him dry, with already 20 years behind him. The list goes on ad infinitum. But I think you get the point. America burns and Obama plays golf. His disdain for the American people is palpable, and his arrogance in thinking he is so much greater than the common people is disgusting. But we are good enough to pay for many, many of Michelle Obama's extravagant vacations. So the question then I ask you, and it can be answered in part, no matter what you believe, this can actually happen. Sometimes, you know, yes, you can put up a wall to stop the tide coming in, but a tsunami obliterates it. And America can have their tsunami this election. Believe it or not, they can. They can have it in November, and they can have it again in 2016. Quo vadis, literally translated, means where are you going? What are you going to do? So I ask you, quo vadis, United States of America. Let's go to the phones. Gabe in New York, yes, sir.
Hello, Bill. I just wanted to comment quickly on about this law in New York, the SAFE
Act. Sir. Yes, sir.
And as that woman stated, that they're not coming for your firearms. Yeah, I find it a little bit funny myself, and I just wanted to read you something right out of the. This is a right out of the New York State, New York Safe Act for
right.
Members of the Division of State Police, prepared by the Office of Division Counsel, New York State Police. On page 10, it is. In a paragraph which is boxed and in bolder letter and larger lettering than the rest, and this is a quote, if a licensee becomes ineligible to hold a permit, the SAFE Act requires the person to surrender all, now this is in bolder print, underlined,
right.
firearms to the police. including all rifles and shotguns for which no license or registration is required. Period.
They don't list in there what the disqualifying things are, do they?
Well, in my case, I lost my pistol permit because I went to my congressional representative's office, Carol McCarthy, complaining about illegal immigration, and uncovered a bit of an election fraud, and they called the police on me, and in the report they put that I was loud and rude. And the police in Nassau County feel that's the reason for to never issue me a pistol permit ever again.
Are you a member of any of the organizations in New York State or any of the national organizations?
Yeah, I'm a member of the NRA, Gun Owners of America, and New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. I also took on an attorney, and if anybody would like to review the lawsuit, which is covering, because this is a violation of my Fifth Amendment right, where when I register my assault weapon, that now I'm in jeopardy of losing all my firearms. And maybe I could give you his website if anybody wants to.
I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. When I get, we're coming into the next break, I want you to go back on hold, and I want you to leave me some contact information for you with Magnum, who will get that for you and from you and send it to me. If that wouldn't be too much trouble.
No, that'd be perfect.
You were loud and rude.
That's what I've been. Now I've never got to question what exactly loud or rude is, but that's the reason that I'm ineligible to maintain a pistol permit in Nassau County. I can go to Suffolk County or any other county in the state and get a pistol permit, but in the one I live in, no.
Well, let me ask you a question: did you yell fire in a crowded theater?
No.
Okay. All things being considered, then that sounds very Trump. Like I said, I'm going to break next. Let me get you to go back on hold. Magnum, if you will, get his contact information from him. I need to point a few things out to a few people on his behalf.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. That's a bunch of hogwash. I would get put on the prohibited persons list every time I do the show. I don't know if I'm, my voice is amped up, so I don't know if that counts as being loud, but I am rude to gun grabbers. I'm very rude to them because I'm going against their new religion. Just imagine what would happen to me if this show was about climate change. Oh, no. America, it is coming up in the next few months, in the next months coming up. America's fate now is in your hands. And you have to decide once and for all whether you're going to unite or whether you're going to continue to infight. If you unite, guess what happens then? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects.
It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We just celebrated a holiday that celebrates the resurrection of the Son of God who sacrificed himself for mankind. Sacrifice. We are a nation born of sacrifice. Here in the United States today, most of us, comparatively speaking, we enjoy a very comfortable life. Even if you're poor in America, chances are you have food to eat and clean water to drink. And there's a great many countries that cannot boast of the same thing. And there is a difference between going to bed hungry and actually starving to death. Yet even going hungry is a small portion of the wealth and opulence that America has carved out for itself. But we've got a problem, because with all of this safety and comfort has come a very, very vexing problem. We seem to forget that not much more than 200 years ago, we as a people had to fight and die in order to establish a more perfect union. In that time frame, people of influence and means lost property and title and enterprise and their entire ways of life. They sacrificed for their ideals that people should be free from taxation without representation. Some of them were hung. Despite what the liberal intelligentsia of academia would preach, the revolution was not a rich man's war. Farmers and tenants bled on the battlefield, all for the hope that their sacrifice might be worth something at the end of the day. They didn't do it for the pay because most of the time they didn't get any. They did it for common sense. They did it for the Boston Tea Party. They did it for their own Declaration of Independence. Now, I'm going to play a liberal game now. I'm going to wonder how the revolutionaries, not just Washington and Jefferson and Franklin and Payne and Hancock and Adams, would view us, but how would the 6,824 patriots who died fighting off the British feel? That doesn't seem like a lot, does it? But, you know, put in today's number, that would be the equivalent of 3 million Americans dying in order to achieve liberty. That would mean almost all of my state dies fighting for liberty. And that doesn't include the additional 3,000 who died from disease and exposure. Would they cheer the cattle rancher in Nevada and the militia that formed up around him in defiance of a tyrannical government trying to seize his property and land? Or would they be outraged and dismayed that such an event was even necessary after they died fighting? Would they repel in disgust at the governors of Connecticut and New York and the president of the United States today for trying to impose something that absolutely infringes upon freedom and liberty? Would they look at all mechanisms that have been put in place today and wonder why they even bothered? Would they wonder why they gave up everything in order to fight for what has now become conceptual? The definition of the word freedom and liberty has been conscripted and stolen. Harry Reid calls the people at the Bundy Ranch enemies of liberty. The very word liberal is a stolen term. Liberals used to be the people that were straight down the line for the Constitution. Now, there is a similarity between Connecticut and New York and Nevada. Because, and what happened in the Revolutionary War. In those instances, people stood up, armed, and they are forcing the capitulation of the tyrants. New York's governor, Connecticut's governor, they have a very hard choice to make. They have not capitulated yet. If they are smart, that would be the smartest thing they could do, because they are in a no-win situation now. Either one of those guys is teed up to start the Second American Revolution. He himself. He could be the gauge of our time. Now, today we seem to be surprised by what's happening at the Bundy Ranch and by the, what's happening in New York and Connecticut and what's happening in Colorado. We seem to be surprised by the fact that people will band together and face a tyrant. And we shouldn't be, not in the need of doing it in the face of government tyranny, nor in the willingness of true patriots to sacrifice their very lives in order to ensure that encroachment of tyranny has a line it cannot cross. Jefferson thought tyranny was a weed. He thought it was a weed. And he thought that it would infect the Tree of Liberty, and that's why he said it must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He made it very clear that for every petty grievance, we shouldn't just get our guns and burn the place to the ground. But from time to time, tyranny would reach too far to choke out the tree of liberty, and sacrifices must be made in order to remain free. Now, we have not lived up to his belief. He believed that every 20, 30 years this was going to happen. But today, with our comfortable lives, who's going to stand up and fight for liberty when so much of America has been lulled into this acquiescence of tyranny because life is so good? So I'm going to give you a quote from Charlton Heston, the late Charlton Heston. Every time our country stands in the path of danger, an instinct seems to summon her finest first. Those who truly understand her, for when freedom shivers in the cold shadow of true peril, it's always the patriots who first hear the call. When loss of liberty is looming as it is now, the sirens sound first in the hearts of freedom's vanguard. The smoke in the air of our Concord bridges and Pearl Harbors is always smelled first by the farmers who come from their simple homes to find the fire and fight, because they know that sacred stuff resides in that wooden stock and blued steel. Something that gives the most common man the most uncommon of freedoms. When ordinary hands can possess such an extraordinary instrument that symbolizes the full measure of human dignity and liberty. That's why those five words issue an irresistible call to us all, and we muster from my cold, dead hands. The point going away is that politicians, seniors, governors, judges, activists, bills, laws, they will not ensure your liberty. Freedom comes with sacrifice. Nothing in this world is free. An idea that is trying to be stamped out in America as we're being raised in a country that does not believe in consequences but rather excuses. If you're not willing to step up, liberty in America will not be maintained. And if you don't have to, and you don't have to be a politician sacrificing political capital for it. You don't have to be what you may believe is great. You don't have to be what you may believe is extraordinary. You don't. Ordinary people do extraordinary things all the time. All the time. Some of the most unlikely people step up, like Audie Murphy, who looked like he was malnourished. But if you really want a good reference, Jesus was simply a carpenter and he managed to save the world. We're going to do this again in 21 hours, and between now and then I want you to remember this very carefully. It's never been about gun control, not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.